music from Finger 11. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
In San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer. China and Canada have announced a new partnership aimed at easing tariffs and expanding cooperation. The two countries agreed to lower tariffs on Chinese-made electric vehicles and Canadian agricultural exports, signaling a reset in their strained relationship. After meeting Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said that Canada must be pragmatic as the global trading system becomes less predictable. The deal would allow a limited number of Chinese electric vehicles into Canada at sharply reduced tariffs, while China is expected to cut duties on Canadian canola and other farm products. The move comes as Canada faces pressure from U.S. tariffs amid formal talks with the U.S. over the future of a North American trade pact. Myanmar says that claims it carried out acts of genocide against the Rohingya population are unsubstantiated. The comments came as it begins its defense in a landmark case at the International Court of Justice. FSN's Europe correspondent William Denzelow reports.
Addressing the top United Nations court, Myanmar's representative said the case will be decided on facts and not emotional language. The genocide case was brought by the Gambia in 2019, 2 years after Myanmar's military launched a wide-scale offensive displacing roughly 750,000 Rohingya. Myanmar's officials say they were conducting a counter-terrorism campaign and reject accusations of genocide. The Gambia, speaking at the ICJ this week, say Rohingya people were targeted for destruction. A ruling may take months or even years and could set a precedent for South Africa's genocide case that it's brought against Israel for its actions in Gaza. William Denslow, Brussels.
New polling, almost a year since President Trump was sworn in for his second term, has reported a widely negative view of his performance. President Trump's administration has reshaped the U.S. government in the last 12 months, implementing a wide range of controversial policies. FSN's Mitch McCann reports.
In a sharp rebuke of the Trump administration, a new CNN poll found 58% of Americans are calling Mr. Trump's first year of his second term a failure. The result is poor for the president and the wider Republican Party set to face voters during the midterm elections this coming November. Mr. Trump campaigned on improving the economy, in particular the price of everyday supermarket items, and voters have complained he has been preoccupied with foreign wars. The poll shows only 4 out of 10 people believe the economy will be good a year from now, and 55% say his policies have worsened economic conditions in the country. In recent weeks, the president warned fellow Republicans he could be impeached if they lose the midterms.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
You are listening to Jay Thurber. He is sometimes entertaining. And I'm telling you, there's no use in complaining. He likes Freebird and Tom Lehrer. Narrow neckties, he's a wearer. Though his show may have some merit, it's Jay Thurber, you'll just have to grin and getting us started. 106, much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber, as Uncle Doug used to say. I hope you know what your name is. These are the Dramatics on Radio 9. 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests online.
Savvy hipster whose dad owns his own studio and relies on using middle names and or initials to somehow solidify his indie cred.
She's one of those girls who seems to come in the spring. One look in her eyes and you forget everything you had ready to say. And I saw her today.
look in her eyes.
11 Spoonful on Radio 9. Clarendon's own the Arondis here on 111. Much more music time. 34 Radio 9. Full-time Radio 9 degrees. I don't even know what that means. I'm just battling now. We'll hear from Christopher Titus later on in this hour. I'm feeling better. The five brain cells are working again. Type paperback. You know, I used to go to the grocery store and there'd be a big spinner rack of novels and in paperback. People don't read. People who are buying those mass market books, they're reading them online. They're reading them on their Nook or their Kindle. They're not buying them on the spinner rack at the supermarket anymore. Another shocking spectacle.
Jay Thurber, does it by request?
Jim in Crafton called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear the Seekers. Sam, we play him on the big 900. were best known as a backup group for Dusty Springfield when she went solo. A group called The Breakaways here on Radio 9, and these are the Coasters.
I'm a hard baby.
The Coasters on Radio 9. 1:23 chime time. New music from Slim Forsythe and friends coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I mentioned the paperback books. That song, Paperback Writer by the Beatles. Paperback books are becoming a thing of the past. What I mean by that is for many years, let me look here. Publishers Weekly, for instance, says that mass market paperback sales. Now, these are like the, you know, the Anne Rice, Stephen King, Tom Clancy, the books you used to get at the airport or on the rack at the drugstore or the supermarket. There were 387 million paperback books sold back in 1979 compared to 82 million hardcovers. But last year, only 21 million paperback books sold. In fact, just over the last few years, it's been about an 84% drop as most of the people who were reading books in those cheapy paperbacks started downloading them to e-readers. Or they're buying them in hardcover. So the biggest distributing company, according to Publishers Weekly, which is called ReaderLink, stopped in December of last year. They stopped distributing cheap paperback books altogether. NBC News reporting that it's going to be harder and harder to find paperbacks for new nonfiction books as well as fiction books. They say hardcovers being $30 to $35 a piece. You know, most people who are on a fixed budget or a fixed income or just want to get the latest bestseller, they would grab the paperback version. But there was a 42% decline between 2019 and 2024. So companies are not printing paperback books anymore. And I mean, the Post-Gazette, they're not going to print the Post-Gazette anymore here either. So it's going to be one of those things that calendars also.
Would you get on with it?
No, I mentioned it was at the barber shop this morning, and we were talking about the fact that calendars are becoming a thing of the past. I have them up on the wall here, the Scott Feibusch Northeast Radio Watch calendar. Scott has announced he's not going to do the calendar anymore because sales are down. People don't use paper calendars anymore. They use their phones for everything. Well, support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Attic Records. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that buys new and used records and CDs. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, call 412-821-8484 or visit AtticRecordsStoreInc.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. I just hope we're not obsolete.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen thought. Whether you believe it or not.
Down here at the Horseshoe and Buggy Whip Department, a chance of rain mixed with snow this afternoon, looking for a high of 40 degrees under cloudy skies. Snow overnight, mostly cloudy, low 18. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 26. Martin Luther King Day is Monday, mostly cloudy, high of 27. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 18. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 38. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 34 in Washington. It is 36 in Beaver County, 34 in Butler, 34 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 34 at WRCT, with new music from Slim Forsythe on Radio 9.
There's breadcrumbs in the alleyway. I heard the sparrows say, sun came up today down here on Quiet Street. No TV out this way, nothing much to say. Radios won't play down here on Quiet Street. Papers all left town.
is called Pittsburgh Skyline. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com, also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio.
No matter what you are.
Back into the mountains when I say hit it. Like- important. Thank you for always being a jerk.
In the midnight hour here on Radio 9, and this is Sam and Dave at 141. Much more music time. 34 Radio 9 degrees. We'll check your weather in about 10 minutes.
Just a small
Yeah.
dog, leave my heart alone. A message from Christopher Titus coming up right after this.
I am a turnpike worker.
I am a road hazard.
I am a human life.
Every day I go to work.
I know I am risking my life.
I know that in an instant, my child could be an orphan.
I know that if you hit me at 45 miles per hour,
my bones will break.
At 65, I will die.
I will die.
I will die.
I'm a parent.
I am a coach.
I am a father.
I'm a mother.
Please.
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 Slow down in work zones.
More than 30 PA turnpike workers have died while performing their duties. Please, slow down in work zones.
You can get the Armageddon update every week from Christopher Titus at ChristopherTitus.com. Remember, opinions expressed are not those of the host or this radio station. Why does this keep doing this? My gosh, operator error, J-A-Y, problem exists between the keyboard and the chair.
And now, here's Christopher Titus with this week's Armageddon Update.
Hello, I'm Christopher Titus, and this is the Armageddon Update. You know, it's great to see the world has calmed down after a young woman was shot 3 times in the face in Minneapolis. It seems that the horror we were expecting after this tragedy has abated, and now we are back to a calm, peaceful world. Yeah, I'm kidding. What has happened since Renee Good was murdered by ICE? And be clear, we saw it. She was murdered by ICE. It happened. Jonathan Ross, the agent that pumped 3 bullets into the head of a mother of a 6-year-old that she tried to drive away, 2 through the side window, by the way. They are claiming the agent had internal injuries. Here he is walking to the crash vehicle of the murdered young girl. No limp, no ripped clothing. He didn't even drop a cell phone as he shot her. Dude stayed on Grindr as he killed her. In every video, the car doesn't touch him. Every single one. Officer Ross says he has internal bleeding from what? Car didn't touch you, bro. So I guess your Honda Pilot had the Bruce Lee touch of death option? Yeah, of course the car would have had to have touched Officer Ross first, right? And how do we call these guys officers? If you had to take an ICE job because you aren't qualified for Chipotle, what are you really? America's currently in a community theater performance of George Orwell's 1984. And the quote is, the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. And all the maggots follow that. But here's the thing. We all saw it. It happened. We all saw and heard January 6th. It happened. We saw him partying with Jeffrey Epstein, the worst pedophile ever. It happened. Released the Epstein files. They raped kids. It happened. We saw the stolen top secret documents in his bedroom. God, what must that room smell like? It happened. Before we go any further, let's take a break. So now we're talking about invading Greenland. Greenland. The population of Greenland is 58,000. 9,430 of that are polar bears and elephant seals, I'm guessing. Donald Trump is such a coward, such a useless, addled nightmare. He wants to invade a country with 10% of the population of Fresno, California, because he knows that if he invaded Fresno, Fresno would kick his ass and end him. And since the farmers in Fresno are bankrupt from Trump's tariffs, they have a reason to kick his ass. But Greenland? Why not China or Russia or France? I mean, man up, you weak, dementia-riddled pedophile. Oh, sorry. He fell asleep again, didn't he? Damn it. And as I was writing this, the Senate just gave Trump unlimited war powers to invade Venezuela, which Trump has made himself the president of. Did you hear what I said? He made himself the president of another country. Obama ate a hot dog with fancy mustard once, and Fox News hosts went into spasms. And this is just that what has happened since last Thursday. And we're not done. Today he's talking about invoking the Insurrection Act. It's the Hitler playlist, people. The difference is when Hitler had his playlist, he was literate enough to write it and read it. And Hitler did it without wearing a diaper. I'm Christopher Titus, and this is the Armageddon Update. Oh, my God, man. You know, every week it's just like, it's not one thing we can talk about. It's this potpourri of bull and moronic ass.
Christopher Titus at ChristopherTitus.com with the Armageddon. Once again, opinions expressed are not those of this radio station or anyone else for that matter.
You know, you don't want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and they couldn't find nothing.
More music now.
Sports and weather are next. Zone with Tristan Matilda here on Radio 9 at 1:53. Much more music time. News for you at 2 o'clock. More music on the other side of that. Don't forget to stay tuned at 3 o'clock to most of these same frequently frequented frequencies for smooth, relaxing, and easy every week. Eric O'Brien brings you all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s with occasional bonus material and a few moments of silliness. So stay tuned. It's a good time every week on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Coming up at 3, right here on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Penguins snapped a three-game losing streak Thursday night at PPG Paints Arena with a 6-3 victory over the Philadelphia Flyers. That came with three power play goals and a strong night from Sidney Crosby, who had a goal and an assist. Penguins back in action this evening at the PPG Paints Arena. Puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight at the PPG Paints Arena as the Penguins host the Columbus Blue Jackets. Elsewhere, rookie Beckett Senecky had two assists and then scored in the shootout, sending the Anaheim Ducks to a 3-2 victory over the LA Kings last night. Ryan O'Reilly scored three goals for his seventh career hat trick. He also added an assist as the Predators beat Colorado 7-3. And the St. Louis Blues beat Tampa Bay 3-2 on Friday night to snap the Lightning's franchise record tying 11-game winning streak. Still no word on the new Steelers head coach after Mike Tomlin announcing his retirement. The Steelers also are replacing their entire coaching staff, that according to numerous sources. In college basketball action, the Duquesne Dukes men's basketball team at this hour taking on the Fordham Rams in the second half, the Dukes leading 39-34. Pitt Panthers men hosting the Louisville Cardinals today at 8 o'clock at the Peterson Event Center. Louisville ranked number 20 in the nation. Pitt Panthers women playing Southern Methodist on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans back in action on Sunday. The men's team playing Chicago at 1 o'clock. The women's team at 11 o'clock. Yesterday, both teams beating Wash U. Both teams by a score of 64-61. I looked at the box. I didn't believe it in the 12 o'clock hour. I didn't believe it, but I got to believe it. I'm looking right at it. The box score, 64-61. Carnegie Mellon men over Wash U Bears, and 64-61 for the Carnegie Mellon women over the Wash U Bears. So if you had 64-61 on your tickets, come and get it. You're a winner. There's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Chance of rain mixed with snow this afternoon. Cloudy skies, high near 40. Sunday, partly sunny, high of 26. Monday, chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 27. Tuesday, sunny, high 18. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of 38. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 34 in Washington, 36 in Beaver County, 34 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT, 34 degrees. New music from Cooking on Three Burners to take us up to the news time.